No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drunk is early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
We have an announcement by Carson. He wants to apologize for everybody.
Whoa.
What Sip dealt with knocked Carson out of L.A. He was unable to make the trip.
That's right.
And so unable to make the trip because because of the flight situation. Okay. And so he was not able to make it due to that. So he wanted to apologize to those who were out there, people looking for him around the Rose Bowl. He was not available, not to be able to make the trip.
Is that true? What was going on with my shirt? The flight situation knocked him out?
Knocked him out. Yes. It knocked him out of the – and it was a lot for, like I said – I've flown here recently. Everything was just fine, but there's, the thousands of
flights. Sean had to do
flights.
Some fancy footwork to get us there. He did.
Yeah. Quick. Fancy footwork. Fancy footwork, Sean.
He had to do some quick, fancy footwork at, it was around 6 o'clock on Thursday.
Thursday night.
Yeah. When you could have let us know at that time. You
didn't know that, though.
Carson let me know immediately that he was not going to be able to make it.
He
didn't wait until 3 in the morning to text, so I woke up with that news of Carson. Yeah. He let me know. You know why? Because that's what he does.
We got a text at 3:30 a.m. from
you. That's what Sand Hills Global does. They prepare to let people know.
It's orchestrated.
Apparently so. GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for a Monday edition of Head Scratchers. Bizarre things that happened in college football.
I need this
weekend.
Bill. I need it.
Bill, where do you take us to?
The most I've ever had.
Okay.
And we're going to lead off with this story. This is the lead story of bizarre things. The changing of the numbers of the punter for USC.
Yes.
The
changing
of the number for the punter for USC. And there'll be some, technically they could have got themselves away with it. It is one of those deals. You talk about the spirit of the game.
Yes.
I mean, all of a sudden the quarterback is wearing number 80. Now, it's going to be said by the head coach that was done. The Big Ten said 100% it is a rules violation.
Right.
But the rules violation would not have happened until the punter went in and punted the ball with the same jersey number on. The penalty would not have been at the time of the throw. Would have been the next time. Because you can't have two punters in the same number. Now, there's numbers that are crossover all the time. That was the biggest stressor as a special teams coordinator to figure out, okay, well, how many duplicate numbers do we have? And so we have a guy on offense, a guy on defense. Sometimes the numbers was a huge factor on what we had on getting somebody in the game. So you had But I'm just in the spirit of the game, like that. Now,
what are you talking about? Like, what I would say, what you mean is Tom Landry would never do what Lincoln Riley did.
I can't imagine sitting there going like, You're like, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead. We're going to change the number. Let the backup quarterback wear the punter's number. And I would bet on the sideline that the punter who was in the same number, I would bet somehow he was disguised. I will bet that he was standing amongst others. It wasn't like he was standing out there. You can identify it. I would guarantee that took place because it was a deception play.
I'm not down.
It's a deception play.
I'm not down.
If I'm in the meeting room and we're like, here's what we're going to do, I'd be like, do we want to do this?
Really?
Do we really want to do this? Because we're going to get crushed on this. And I have a little bit of football karma still in me. And I'm like, I just don't know if that was the only way we can beat Northwestern. The only way to beat them is that we have to change the number of our punter to throw a pass. That's what we'll – if we don't do it, guys, we can't win. There's no way.
Deception, you know, this weird, kind of strange deception.
There's always – I mean, as we talked about what happened with the hideout play with Oklahoma, which even the SEC said, no, that's a penalty. That shouldn't have been. Now, David Braun did say that he was aware. That he was aware that the number – on the game day flip card – he was listed as 80 or whatever the number. On the website, he still was listed as the other number. And so it's like, anyway, it's deception. Mm. And I just don't know if you're like USC going like, yeah, man, we got the – I mean, we had to beat Northwestern. That's what we had to do. We couldn't beat him without this. And now you have this.
I don't like it.
It's still on – I'm not walking around if I'm on that staff peacocking around like, man, we got him on this one.
No.
That's just me.
No,
that's
I'm with me. You. That's just me, too.
A lot of them. Here we go. Akron 44, UMass 10. Didn't talk about that. It was a Thursday game. Akron's back.
Let's go Zips.
Yeah, UMass is bad. They still have guys on scholarship. Akron scored 44. They've won four games.
They're 4-6.
What are they in the MAC?
I don't know, but they host Kent State tomorrow, and Kent State's 3-6. They have a chance at the bowl game.
Remember, hang on. The only chance they have is if they get the they have to submit. Remember, because they are banned from a bowl game because of that incredible, awful, just joke book of academics.
Sorry, forgot
not
about
true
that.
Like that.
Come on.
Houston, not true.
This is another great story. Houston 30, UCF 27. UCF, the storyline is, on the last drive to go win the game, they subbed a quarterback out. They subbed their quarterback out and put in someone that hadn't played in the entire game. How much he played all year, I don't know, and threw an interception. That was the storyline. The big storyline was, why did Frost make a quarterback change on the last drive and the guy hadn't played all, and it's 30-27. Throws a pick, game over like that.
Frosty.
I like this one. Texas Tech with 29, BYU 7, beat them back. But what I liked the most about it was that Kalani Sitake said, it's stupid they're not throwing the tortillas. It's a great tradition. I think it's dumb. And he's the opposing coach. And he's like, you know what? I like the tortilla.
Good for him.
That was the big part. Wake Forest 16, Virginia 9.
Hello.
Hello. Wake Forest 16, Virginia 9. What an upset. What an upset. Maybe the best one. This is unbelievable. Non-TV. Hawaii 38, San Diego State 6.
Whoa.
38-6.
Timmy Chang.
San Diego State was one of the five schools mentioned to get in the playoffs. They had one loss. They were leading the Mountain West. They had one loss. 38-6. They go out to Hawaii and just got hammered. Cal in overtime, 29. Louisville, 26.
How about Cal?
Cal, 29. Louisville, 26. Incredible. This might be the biggest wow of the whole time. $1.2 million they got. 0-8, Sam Houston goes to Oregon State, 21-17. They win.
Oh, no.
Sam Houston, they were down 10-0 also in the game. Sam Houston gets $1.2 million from Oregon State to go out there at 0-8. And Oregon State had won two in a row against bad teams, but 0-8, and they win.
Sam Houston was 0-8?
0-8.
And they what happened to Oregon
and
State?
They beat Oregon State. Wisconsin, 13, Washington, 10, as I mentioned. Their quarterback was their leading passer. He had one pass for 24 yards.
The punter.
Yeah. He wasn't just the longest throw. He was the leader. 24 yards was the leader. Everyone else passed
and
for
they
less.
Won.
And they won the game. Remarkable. Talk about this already. Kentucky 38, Florida 7.
Jeez.
We talked about the last week stuff right there.
Jeez.
Rutgers 35, Maryland 20. The fade is on.
Jake loves the fade.
The Maryland fade is just predictable.
Rutgers,
it's sad,
hung 35 on Maryland. So you turn around and you go like, hey, now how did Rutgers put 35 on Maryland? Because Nebraska put 30-something on these teams, but some not that. No, doesn't matter. They've cashed it in. They're all done. Marty, Clemson 24, Florida State 10. 24-10, Florida State
just doesn't talk about it. It's like a bad uncle.
Didn't he just like this? You don't. It's just
it's like the uncle you don't talk about.
They scored 10
in the corner.
They scored 10.
Let him be.
He just doesn't.
Let
him be. He just doesn't. Maybe he just acts like alone. Marty acts like it's not happening.
Just leave him alone.
It's unbelievable. Who was it that I said that UConn in the past 2 years has two ACC wins. They're not even in the ACC.
No.
And Florida State has one. Florida State has one.
They're not in the ACC.
They're not in the ACC, and they have two ACC wins. Florida State's got one. They haven't won a road game in like 764 days.
You have to fire.
I don't know what that. UConn.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
37, Duke 34.
I mentioned that quarterback.
UConn.
Joe Fagnano. 25 touchdowns, zero picks on the year. I repeat.
25.
For whom? For UConn. He's got UConn. Just shy of 3,000 yards. 25 touchdowns, zero interceptions for the UConn quarterback.
And Jim Mora, Jr.
They win 37-34 against Duke.
Why is Mora's name mentioned nowhere? Because you know what he won at UCLA? He won 10 games a couple times.
Why? Well, okay, answer the question.
And then he's going to UConn. And guess what? Here's the most interesting story to understand this. Wrap your brains around this. Duke, at 5-4, they're 5-4 or 5-5, whatever they are, what's their record? They're 5-4.
Five and four.
They're still in line to win the ACC. Duke. They've only got one loss.
This is a non-conference loss.
Non-conference loss. They can still.
That'd be great.
So here's the deal. If Duke somehow makes it to the championship game and wins it, there's a great chance that the ACC puts nobody in the playoffs.
That's horrifying.
Because here's the rule that people didn't understand. It's the top five conference champions. So it might be JMU might be ahead of them. So
there's sure could.
The ACC is not guaranteed a spot.
No, top five
no
ranked.
One's guaranteed a spot.
No.
And so there is a chance if Duke runs the table, wins the ACC tournament at four losses, they don't get anyone in. They go 0-for. Oh.
If you're Jim Phillips right now, that has to happen.
You're praying for one thing, Georgia Tech. You need Georgia Tech to win out. Well, Georgia Tech's probably going to lose to Georgia. And so they're going to have another loss. It's going to be it's beyond dicey.
Wow, this is an amazing head scratcher. This is a
good head scratcher.
Amazing. And then Iowa State 20, TCU 17. Unbelievable. Iowa State goes down.
The skid's over.
The skid's
over. It's unbelievable that Iowa State won.
That's going to a bowl game.
I'm counting this a big win.
Campbell so much.
Ben Bramer catches a touchdown.
Bramer!
Incredible player. I could tell you he's an NFL player.
I think he has 11 TDs.
His state champion coach at Pierce. And but the amazing thing was that he was carted off the field.
Yes, he was.
On a cart with as terrified fans. The next week he's back and playing and scores a touchdown. That's
ridiculous. Has 5 touchdowns this year. Maybe 12 in his career, but he's got 5 this year.
5. Well, that's still pretty good.
It is good.
The biggest head scratcher weekend of all time. I mean, things that happened were just remarkable.
I don't know where to start. There's a couple I wanted to go back to.
So your take, Steve, Jake's super fan. Nebraska does what USC did. What's your take?
I don't like it.
The punt, the fake.
I'd be opposed to it.
I think it's
cheap. I don't expect a program like USC to do that. And then, I'd expect an arena football team to pull that off and then gloat. No.
that's a great way to describe
that. And then to not even know the rules, which means that they had to change the punter's number because he went back in the game. There should have been a 15-yard penalty. Yep. So the Big Ten officials will get chastised for that. You don't get to have a group of receivers like, hey, can you imagine if all of a sudden you ran in your group of two receivers, but their numbers were the same as the ones? It's like, well, who's in the game?
Right.
I mean, now they said to have to sit there, though, and if you're like the sideline guy going, okay, who's in the game? Okay, the same number, but is that the punter or is that the backup quarterback? I don't know who that is. It's very odd. I don't approve. I would have asked the question in the meeting room, do we really want to do this? Is this something we really want to do? Because it's not going to come off in a good fashion. It's not.
Do we sound haughty?
No. Probably, I don't know.
We're haughty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the ones that cheated the system there.
No, haughty, though, do we sound like we have our nose in the air? We're Nebraska guys, and Nebraska would never do this.
No, we said if they did, we wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't like it. We did not
approve of it.
Well, that we're saying we're too good for such antics. That's what I mean.
I have a hard
time. I
have a real hard time seeing Saban doing this.
I do too.
I have a hard time seeing that, hey, this is what we're going to do. I really do. I have a hard time with that.
Yeah, I'm not. I wasn't.
For one play against Northwestern.
Yeah.
That
shocked me. I rolled my eyes when I saw it on TV. Like, oh, really? You got to do that? Okay.
That is Head Scratcher, sponsored by Computer Hardware. It's now time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Last week, the record was 2-3.
Bill
lost on Seinfeld Friday.
Overtime by 1 year. By 1 year.
He got to OT, though. Today's topic, I know this will, it is the overlap time of the year. College basketball head coaches. Ooh. I give you the person's name and tell you what school he's at.
Oh, boy.
That's not good.
College basketball head coaches.
There's over 250, and we have 300. We have no chance.
Here's your hint. These are all Power 4 conferences.
Still, okay.
If you think you know your college basketball coaches, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We're a little late, so people might have had to go to school at this point. We have a line open for you. Lines are open. 402-464-5685.
We are late.
Basketball head coach. We went long head scratchers. It was a good head scratcher.
I like head scratchers.
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
I need that. I'd like to almost do it again tomorrow.
Everyday head scratchers.
Every day?
You could have action head scratchers. You know, action head scratchers happens too.
Yeah.
We got a caller now. Rudy's getting the caller. Have you watched any basketball yet, Sip?
Not a lot, no.
You've watched some, though.
It's been on my TV. A lot.
I watched the end of the Michigan State-Arkansas game. Because it was on before the Nebraska game. So
Michigan
I watched
State
that.
Won that game?
Yeah, it takes an hour and a half, the last minute of a game. It's really fun.
Okay.
It's awesome.
We got JR. How do you feel about college basketball head coaches today?
I feel like a blind squirrel searching for a nut on the cold morning.
All right. This sounds very... Same here.
Oh, wow.
All right, JR. First question. Do you bill a lifeline for SIP for one question? JR, what school is Bobby Hurley the head coach of?
You got that, Bill.
That's easy.
Yeah. Is that UConn?
Is he at UConn? No. That'd be
easy. One Hurley. It's Dan.
Dan Hurley's at UConn.
Bobby's still at ASU.
Brilliant!
Arizona State is correct. 1-0 lead for SIP.
You knew that.
I had that. First question, SIP.
To make me feel better, let the breakers know that I...
He would have had it. All right, SIP. What school is Jerome Tang the head coach
of? Oh, I got that.
That's a layup again.
Yeah, we got that. He's right. I mean, we could drive down and see him today. We could probably make it there by 11.
Yeah.
Kansas State.
Little Brilliant!
Apple. Look the at apple. That. Yes. 2-0 lead. To stay alive, JR, last question. What school is Jake Diebler the head coach of?
Oh, and I... Name's...
Jake Diebler... I've heard the name. Let's go with...
You should know that.
Oh, I have no idea.
Good.
Clemson.
Clemson.
Oh.
Good. Diebler, Clemson. I should know, but I don't know it.
The answer is Ohio State for Jake Diebler.
Oh. So JR is in the Big Ten.
We really should know
that. We really should know that one. You cover it, Steve.
We're still in football mode. Yeah. It's fine. Don't worry.
Yes.
JR, nice try. Calling on the road.
Thank you.
Thanks, JR.
1-0.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, JR.
I want to address this thing that people do to me all the time and say, you cover that. I don't. Huh. I cover one team, really. I mean, my job has changed a little bit. When I was at the Journal Star, I was a columnist and I covered a lot of different things, but I don't really do that now.
Do you know what school that Dennis Gates is the head coach of? Dennis Gates. Again, these are all Power Fours. Oh, no, that's the wrong one.
Thank God we won this already because I have no idea.
Dennis
Gates. These are all Power Four schools.
I've heard of the name.
Dennis Gates.
Huh.
Providence.
Is he at Providence? No. He is at Missouri.
Missouri. Should have known that one, too.
Yeah,
that
this
one.
Is for Bill.
We did know that, by the way.
Bill, how old is Ohio State's Jake Diebler? Age.
Not very old. He's 44.
Over under 44,
great,
SIP.
Great, great one. God. A little under.
He is 39 years old.
Wow.
Head coach of Ohio State.
The Deebs.
1-0 starts of the week.
Man,
basketball
young
trivia.
Young guy.
Yes. Hour 3 is next. Are we sure that the top team in the country is in the Big Ten? We'll discuss that next on Early Break.
Oh!